The concrete reality. What is the concrete reality? What do you comprehend by the concrete reality? The Thamud and Ed denied the consequential calamity. So destroyed were the Thamud by a storm of thunder and lightning, and the Ed were destroyed by the furious cold blast of roaring wind which he sent to assail them for 7 nights and 8 days running. You should have seen the people prostrate like the decayed trunks of date palm trees. Do you see any trace of them? Then came the Pharaoh, and those before him whose habitations were overthrown, while they were committing crimes. When they disobeyed the apostle of their Lord, he seized them with an overwhelming punishment. When the water rose in flood, we bore you in the ark, in order to make it a warning for you, and that the ear retentive may preserve it. When the single blast is sounded on the trumpet, and the earth and mountains heaved and crushed to powder with one leveling blow, on that day will come what is to come. The sky will cleave asunder on that day and fall to pieces. On its fringes will be angels, 8 of them, bearing their Lord's throne aloft. You will then be set before him, and not one of you will remain unexposed. He who is given his ledger in his right hand will say, "Here, read my ledger. I was certain I'll be given my account." So he shall have an agreeable life in high empyrean with fruits hanging low within reach, and told, "Eat and drink to your fill as reward for good deeds you had done in days of yore." But whosoever gets his ledger in his left hand will say, "Would that I were never given my ledger, and not known my account. I wish death had put an end to me. Of no use was even my wealth. Vanished has my power from me." Seize him and manacle him, then cast him to be burnt in hell, and string him to a chain 70 cubits long. He did not believe in God the Supreme, nor urged others to feed the poor. That is why he has no friend today, nor food other than suppuration, filth, which none but the hellish eat. So, I call to witness what you see, and what you do not see, that this is indeed the word of the noble messenger, and not the word of a poet. How little is it that you believe? Nor is it the word of a soothsayer. Little is it that you reflect. It has been sent down by the Lord of all the worlds. Had he attributed falsely any words to us, we would have seized him by his right hand, then cut off his aorta, and not one of you would have been able to stop us. It is really a reminder for those who fear God and follow the straight path. We certainly know that some among you do deny it. It is surely the nemesis of unbelievers. And he is indeed the ultimate reality. So glorify your Lord, the Most Supreme.